Previously on Left Behind.
Gabriel, it is time.
It is the appointed time for all to acknowledge the Christ, the Son of the living God.
You are sentenced to eternity in the lake of fire.
Oh, God, no!
The false prophet shall kneel before the one true God.
Oh, my Lord and my God!
Lucifer, leave this man.
Kneel!
As you say.
Based on Glorious Appearing, the 12th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 143 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
That wraps up that, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, should we go find the others?
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
I can't believe how beautiful the city looks. You notice the trees?
You know, I hadn't, now that you mention it. And the shrubs are all blossoming.
Oh, considering the mess that was here just a few days ago, this is amazing.
Can you smell that?
Oh, fig trees with early fruit.
Early fruit? What does that mean?
The fruit and the leaves have appeared together.
And?
The tree thinks it's spring.
Ah. Behold, I make all things new.
And speaking of new, guess it's time to work up some new housing.
But when do we find the others?
I imagine Dr. Rosenzweig may have an idea or two since this city is his home.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that shakes out. When he lived here, it was a good bit different.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes, how can I help you?
Any chance you've seen Dr. Rosenzweig? Micah? He's been on television?
Oh, I know of whom you speak. Unfortunately, I have not seen him lately. But I have seen Jesus. Isn't it the most amazing thing?
It is indeed. It's almost too much to take in.
Oh, what a wonderful problem to have.
Yes, it is.
By the way, you don't speak Russian, do you?
Me? No, not a word of it. Except for maybe... yet.
I didn't think so. Your Russian is way too good to be anything but a miracle.
Ah, well, thank you, I think.
One big happy family.
Well, I think we can safely say that language will not be a barrier.
Well, what do you know about that?
Hello?
Captain.
Chang. Well, this is something, isn't it?
I'm surprised as you are. I figured the towers were all destroyed with the earthquake.
I guess not. So where are you?
Dr. Rosenzweig says to meet by Christ Church, just southeast of David's Tower.
Christ Church, southeast of David's Tower.
Got it.
No problem.
Yeah, we can do that. I assume the doc's there?
Everybody's here.
Everybody?
Except Otto. He's off working on housing.
Which is what we need to work on as well.
You may be surprised on that front.
Oh, great. Well, we're on our way there now.
We'll look for you. Given what we've seen today, this feels a little odd saying, but call back if you can't find us.
All right, I will. And while we're walking, you need to be coming up with an answer to the following question.
Which is?
Who's paying for our cell phone service?
That really is a good question.
What is?
Captain Steele was surprised that the phones still work, and then he asked if we're going to be charged for the service.
Interesting. I think a lot of things will be different.
So does that mean computers are out?
Do you want them to be?
At times I do, but just like I can talk to Captain Steele using the phone, there'll probably be things that the computer will make convenient, right?
Chang, I want you to try something.
Like what?
It's a little game.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and instead of carrying the burden of being the young prodigy with all the answers, I'd like you to try out one simple answer, regardless of the question.
Sounds too simple.
Oh, I think you can handle it. Let's try it. I ask you, will we need computers? And you say,
I don't know.
Try it.
I don't know.
Oh, wasn't that freeing? Let's try another. Will the phones work tomorrow? And you say...
I don't know.
Ah, brilliant. Jesus knows we don't. Stop, breathe, and enjoy.
Know what I'm thinking right now?
Reunions?
Well, not at the moment, but yeah. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Or how about the fact that the GC no longer exists?
Huh.
Gone.
Yeah, now that's just huge.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, I'm thankful we have at least 1,000 years ahead of us, because, I mean, I have a feeling we're still going to be talking about this day for a while.
You think so?
Well, yeah, don't you?
I just feel like I know so little about the period of time we're entering.
Yeah. To be honest, I've been wondering about that as well. I mean, do we know for a fact that we can't mess this up?
You mean sin?
Yeah, temptation. I mean, we're tempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil, right?
Right.
I mean, we know one of those is gone, but what about the other two? I want to see him more. I want to praise him. I want to do only the things that'll please him. And I'm left with this question. Is that because of whatever kind of love I'm able to give him? Is it because sin is now gone? Or is it just because the pastor's in the room and we're on our best behavior?
Just a thought, Ray. You know what you might do with a question like that?
Well, I guess I could always ask Jesus himself, couldn't I?
Amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Hafer, Beck, Abdullah.
Hello, Chaim.
Greetings, Doc.
You made it. Is not this the most wonderful of days? I can barely contain myself.
It truly is amazing.
Grandpa!
Oh, well, hello there, young man. Anything exciting happened today?
I saw Jesus, and he talked to me.
Isn't that just the best thing in the whole world?
Yeah, gonna see Mommy and Daddy, too. Mm-hmm.
Soon, Kenny, real soon.
Yep, pretty soon.
I am just as excited as you are, young man. And later, you and I should kick a soccer ball around to see if you have any natural talent.
Really?
I think Uncle Chaim is just pulling your leg, Kenny.
No, actually I'm not. But we'll talk more about that later. Right now, I am pleased to tell you that Eliezer and Naomi have agreed to take the single women and the married couples, and I have plenty of room for the single men.
Well, that was easy.
I fear it will take all in leadership roles a while to adjust to not being in leadership roles. Messiah is our leader and provider.
Well, all right, then. Kenny, do you want to stay with Grandpa at Uncle Chaim's or with Beth Ann and Aunt Priscilla?
Where's Mommy going to be?
Probably with us.
Okay, Grandpa?
Okay, Kenny, that sounds fine.
Going to be a big day tomorrow, isn't it?
Yep, a big day.
Okay, do we have everyone? Rayford, are you okay back there? You look a bit constricted.
I'm fine, Doctor. No complaints whatsoever.
It's a good thing we weren't giving you a ride a few days ago, Captain. The way you were all taped up, we'd be strapping you to the roof rack. Isn't that right, Smitty?
I am staying out of this discussion.
Chang, is everything okay?
Sorry?
Are you ready to go?
Oh, all set.
I ask only with the thought that whomever you're talking to may also need lodging.
No, they're all set.
Smitty, tell the good doctor who our young friend is talking to.
Doctor, I believe it is a girl.
I am now with the program, as you young people say. Well, so be it. I know for a fact that she has lodging under the watchful eye of her father. And so we are off. Abdullah, if you would.
This will probably be a slow trip with so much foot traffic.
All the better. There is so much I am anxious to see now that Messiah has tidied up the city.
So am I the only one with lots of questions right now, Chaim?
No.
I can say with confidence that I have many more than you do, so for all who are interested, we will open the scriptures and try to make sense of all this once we arrive at my home and get everyone settled.
Hey, where's all this fruit I'm seeing coming from?
I imagine the orchards outside of town. All I can guess is that the Lord rebuilt the landscape and stocked the shelves all at the same time.
Are you all seeing what I'm seeing?
What's that?
I thought my eyes were playing tricks, but the animals all seem to be acting in a very peculiar manner.
How so?
They're getting along?
Yeah, you know, I just saw a rather large dog with a bunch of chickens wandering happily around it. Now, where I come from, the only reason that happens is that that dog ain't no more.
Oh, the things we will be seeing in the days to come. What anticipation!
So where are the butchers getting their meats?
Abdullah, stop here. That butcher shop is run by a friend of mine. Let me see what I can find out.
Okay, I'm gonna go see if I can find some of that produce.
Excellent. Ezer!
Well, praise to Messiah! It is my old friend Dr. Rosenzweig. Splendid to see you!
I did not know you were a believer.
I wasn't. I resisted, then resisted again. Then, just for good measure, I resisted some more. Blind, so blind. Suddenly, during the fighting to hold Jerusalem, I had a rabbi in the old city. He talks of Messiah. It makes perfect sense. I resist no longer. And here I am. Praise to Messiah.
Praise indeed, my friend. This rabbi, did you happen to get his name?
Huh? Oh, he never took the time to give it. Too busy proclaiming!
I may know this, Rabbi. Yeah? So, back to butchering already. How does this happen?
How does this happen? I was driven underground by the GC, refusing to take the mark. No mark for me? I resist them too, you see? Much resistance in my life, but no more. I lose this shop, I lose my home. Well, after what we just see in the old city, you got an earthquake, you got your Mount of Olives splitting, you got Jerusalem going up like an elevator. I figure, what's to lose? Let's go have a look-see at the shop, huh? Well, Chaim, you will not believe it. I'm still hardly believing it myself. Fattened animals ready for slaughter and butchering, lined up in my shop, volunteering.
No.
Yes. If there are numbers in the dispenser, I'm certain they would have taken numbers. Now butchering, number 6. And a cow walks up. Cows, sheep. Imagine I found my tools and I got the like immediately. What do you need, my friend?
Well, I will need a few moments to digest that story. But in the meantime, I have 6 house guests, all hungry men. A lot of beef and lamb would be wonderful.
Take all you need. It's on me.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
What currency do you have, huh? What could you possibly pay with, huh? I, of course, have no interest in nicks.
No, but start a bill for me. And when we discover what shape the economy takes, I will settle up.
You oppose Carpathia? Chaim, that's all the pay I need.
No, I insist. How will you leave?
I told you the goods cost me nothing. And look over there, truckloads of fresh fruit over there. Those 2 building pens, my new employees. I pay them in meat. I have more than I need, and apparently God is providing. Do me the honor of taking all you need. They are the freshest, fattest, finest cuts I have ever produced.
All right. We'll take some. Rayford, give me a hand.
What do you need?
Ezer, this is Rayford Steele.
Huh?
And this is Ezer Bowenstein.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Ezer is kindly offering more meat than I can carry. Would you assist me?
Oh, gladly.
By the way, Rayford, if you ever come here to shop for meat, do not take a number.
Okay, I won't.
Here, take as much as you need, please. You are doing me a favor. I have too much and nowhere to store it. Free meat from the hand of God. Come, please, and take all you need.
Captain, when was the last time you saw tomatoes like these?
I have a whole box and lettuce and cucumbers, too.
The woman wouldn't take any money for these oranges. Check these things out. She claims they're falling off the trees. Not just in the orchards, either, but right here in the city.
Captain, this appears to be a widespread miracle. Naomi just told me they were gathering grapefruit off of the tree and saw the branches ripen again right before their eyes.
Hi, your house is... It's beautiful.
I had heard it was being used by the global community for the last 3 years. The imagination runs wild as to the condition it was in. And before that, your son-in-law told me of ghastly things being discovered here. It was right in this hallway that he found Yakov's wife in a pool of blood.
Mm. It's not just the look of clean, it's the look of new.
The refrigerator and freezer and pantry are empty, and yet look how the Lord provided on our way here.
And among the already rich multitude of blessings, it turns out that Abdullah knows his way around a grill and has done a masterful job preparing a feast for us.
Rayford, I think I could get used to all this. Come, let us eat.
Yeah, thank you.
Gentlemen, I welcome you all to this table.
Thank you, Haim. Thank you.
Abdullah, I have drawn up papers of adoption and changed my will. All this will be yours if you merely agree to continue cooking in this manner for the next 1,000 years.
Papa.
Now, let us thank the real host, the one who provides more bountifully than we can imagine. Let us pray, and in light of the very personal nature that we have all witnessed the events of today, I invite you to personally address our Lord. When either exhaustion or hunger overtakes us, I will close.
Lord, I am so thankful for the privilege of seeing what I saw today. And now you've provided shelter and food. Oh, words just aren't going to work.
Rayford, I know your heart. I see your gratitude. Understand that it is my delight to shower you with love in tangible ways.
Thank you, Lord. I do want to ask you...
I know of your concern. Your grandson will be reunited with his parents, as will you, very soon.
Then, Lord, I have nothing to fear. I need nothing. And what is left but to worship you?
As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I am the Lamb who will lead you to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from your eyes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And now, O Lord, our Redeemer and friend, we thank you for this bounty. I confess, Father, that as grateful as I was for the manna, and satisfying as it was, this is something else entirely. We praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus spoke to me again in Chinese.
Hebrew.
Arabic.
English.
Oh, I believe he worked a little West Texan in there, too. That is, of course, the language of heaven.
Gentlemen, can you believe the food is still steaming, just as if we haven't left it for several minutes?
Oh, the fruit looks crisp and fresh, too.
Yeah. Was it just me, or did any of you hear Jesus laugh at Haim's crack about the manna?
Pleased to report that I just spoke with Eliezer, and our friends also enjoyed a marvelous feast, both in food and in fellowship, just as we did. And a note to young Mr. Wong. Apparently, Naomi received stellar reviews for her culinary skills.
Oh, wait. Just wait till I teach you to cook there, Chinese. Oh, goodness.
Perhaps she will be more successful in teaching you to eat Hebrew.
I'm always open to new experiences.
There you go.
What wonderful fellowship with believers. Shall we explore God's word to see what we may expect?
Absolutely, yes.
I fear that many, and I confess this was true of me, believed that the glorious appearing ushered in the millennial kingdom, which, as you know, means the thousand-year reign of Christ on earth. Anyone here in that camp?
Well, I certainly am. But I'll bet Smitty wasn't in that camp. He's become quite the student.
Is that true, Mr. Smith?
I am not well versed in it, but my studies, mostly with Dr. Benjuta, reveal that there is actually a gap between the glorious appearing and the millennium, much as there was between the rapture and the tribulation.
Mm. Nicely done, Arthur. Okay. From the glorious appearing to the actual beginning of the millennial kingdom, there is a 75-day interval.
Now, where do you get that out of the Bible?
A good question. The answer is found partly in Daniel 12:11-12. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Rayford, you remember when Antichrist defiled the temple?
I do.
That was the abomination of desolation. Mm. And that was 1,260 days before the glorious appearing. So, we're already talking about 30 more days. And the next verse says, blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. That's another 45 days, giving us a total of 75 more days. Hmm. I suppose it should not surprise us that the Lord will take some time to renovate his creation for the millennium. The beautification of Jerusalem was done in an instant with the elevator of the
city. Hello?
George, it's Ray. I didn't wake anyone, did I?
Only two people sleeping here, and no, you didn't wake either.
Please tell me my grandson is one of them.
At long last, yes. He's out cold.
Well, that didn't take long, did it?
Pris actually thought he was going to stay awake. He was so wired. All he could talk about is Jesus and seeing Mommy and Daddy tomorrow.
It's going to be quite a day.
That it will.
Tired, George?
Exhausted.
I hear you folks were able to scratch up a reasonable dinner.
After the feast we had tonight, I'm still wondering if I'll ever be hungry again.
Oh, I hear you. Listen, I'll let you go. I have to work out some way to blacken the windows. I'll never get to sleep.
Same here. Sleep well.
Yep. Oh, Lord. So much today. So much. And yet, so much tomorrow.
And so much more beyond that, Rayford. So much more.
Oh, what a great day tomorrow's gonna be.
Yes, it will. Rest now, my child. Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Glorious Appearing by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.